You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
The body of a Minden man reported missing since early March was found Monday. The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office reports the body of D. Bogus, age 46, was located Monday behind the Spring Hill CME Cemetery in Claiborne Parish. Bogus's car was discovered Sunday on a dirt road behind the cemetery off Highway 534 in Claiborne Parish. A canine search and rescue team was called in to aid in the search. Although the investigation is continuing, foul play is not suspected. Bogus was reported missing on March 8th. Minden City Police report the arrest of Nicholas Williams, age 21, with an address of a local motel. He was booked for possession of marijuana and disturbing the peace. One other arrest was reported for disturbing the peace. Today, mostly cloudy, high near 86, south wind, gust to 30 miles an hour. 30% chance for showers overnight, low 66, south wind, gust to 40 miles an hour. 90% chance for showers Wednesday, high 77, northwest wind, gust to 25 miles an hour. 70% chance of showers Wednesday night, low 51, north wind, 5 to 10 miles an hour. 70% chance for rain Thursday, high 59, 60% Thursday night, low near 49, and that's the forecast. The Minden City Council voted to approve a six-month moratorium on permitting access connections to Recreation Drive at their meeting Monday night. Mayor Nick Cox explained, due to being a busy one-way street, especially this time of year, time was needed to study the issue to ensure the safety of those using the facility as well as residents. Amy Mealy of Webster Land Corporation, that has property being developed at the area for an apartment complex, requested that the project be grandfathered in since plans for submission predates the ordinance, but the council did not respond to that request. Councilman Michael Roy felt 6 months was too long. He made a substitute motion for a three-month moratorium, but it failed due to a lack of second. The vote to approve the moratorium was approved, with Roy casting the only no vote. The council approved an ordinance to adopt the same policies regulating streets and roads in the city limits which the state uses. That was unanimous. And at the request of Police Chief Jared McIver, the council approved the position of Deputy Chief of Police, who will serve in the absence of the chief, and approved appointing Taka Whiting Harrison as the interim deputy chief. McIver also announced a program where residents may obtain a form at the police department reporting mental health issues. Once confirmed by a doctor, residents would receive a bumper sticker to be placed on vehicles, so if they're ever stopped by an officer, they will be aware of someone in the vehicle that could possibly have some type of mental health issue. McIver also reported three arrests have been made in connection with a recent shooting at Ewell Park, where four suffered gunshot wounds. McIver says more arrests are coming. The victims are reported to be in stable condition. Some have left the hospital. City Clerk Michael Fleur reported sales tax for February was $575,071, compared to $574,410 in 2022, $3.26 million in collections for the first 5 months of the fiscal year, $23.6 million in investments, savings, and cash. He said the city audit was recently completed and has been sent to the legislative auditor and reported the city did good financially, and the process for the new budget has started. In other business, the council declared two transformers as surplus property in fixed terms for sale, authorized the mayor to retain the services of Thomas Presley, attorney at law, who will serve as an outside counsel for the city, authorized the mayor to enter into a contract with lobbyist Caroline Ladinka, who will be searching for grant and capital outlay funding, revised the employee manual concerning overtime pay, and policies and procedures concerning an at-will status for employees to be removed. The council approved the hiring of Marlon Choints in the Minden Police Department, voted to advertise for bids for construction of a parallel taxiway north at Minden Airport, advertised for bids for aftermarket equipment for two Minden police vehicles, and voted to appoint a curator for condemned property at 726 Plum Street. At the April meeting of the Webster Parish School Board, Rodney Taylor of Taylor & Sons recognized the Employee of the Month, Cassandra Wallace. counselor at Central Elementary, and newly elected board member Jerry Lee was in for her official swearing-in. The board heard from Julie Musangi concerning the selection of a calendar for the 23-24 school year. She said, "I'm here tonight to speak on behalf of many concerned educators in the parish. We feel the decision to determine the next year's calendar by pure democratic vote, including all employees of the parish, was a mistake." She went on to say that data had been provided to them showing the effectiveness of the balanced calendar and the intercession program during the November 7th board meeting. According to Musangi, the slide showed the dramatic gain students have achieved, including the fact that 9 of 14 schools showed higher school performance scores than in years prior to 2020. The five new board members weren't present for the November 7th meeting, so they did not have access to any of the data that showed student progress. She said employees were rushed to vote. Many were uninformed of the effectiveness of the intercession. The board approved an out-of-state field trip for Browning Elementary to take four second-grade classes to Loggalee State Park in McNeil, Arkansas on May 9th and May 11th. Awarded a base bid to Precision Construction and Company for a softball improvements project for Lakeside. Total contract $900,178. Funding comes from Consolidated District 3 Maintenance Fund. This is the middle portion of a three-step process. The project will focus on field turf on the softball field. Expenditures approved at the meeting from the Consolidated District 3 Maintenance Fund, $7,540.36 to replace a compressor and inverter board in the fifth grade wing at Central. The replacement of a low pressure switch and refrigerant at Central for $3,761.02. Replace a compressor and inverter board at Central for $7,540.36. And replace a master compressor at Central for $6,330.51. From the District 6 half-cent maintenance fund, for Jones Elementary, the purchase of a trimmer for $270 and a backpack blower for $486. The payment of $3,424.71 to replace a control board in an AHU unit at Minden High. And the purchase of a washer-dryer combo for the special ed classroom at Minden High for $1,798. From the Doyleen Maintenance Fund, $12,041.41 to replace a compressor, inverter board, a coil, a four-way valve, and refrigerant in the elementary wing at Doyleen High. From the Shongaloo Maintenance Fund, the payment of $3,600 to replace a spider control for the VAV that's in the art room at North Webster Lower Elementary. The next scheduled meeting for the school board will be May 1st. The Webster Parish Police Jury Road Committee meeting starts at 9 o'clock in the courthouse annex, followed by a meeting of the Finance Committee. The regular meeting starts at 10:30. On the agenda, a resolution authorizing Webster Parish to join with the state and other governmental units in the subdivision settlement participation forms of the Distributor Settlement Agreement, along with CVS, Walgreens, and Walmart Settlement Agreement. Also a resolution for canvassing their returns and declaring the results of the special election held March 25th, and appoint James Edwards to Webster Fire District 7 Board, filling the unexpired term of Mike Griffith. That term expires December 31st, 2023, and we'll also hear various comments and reports. The meetings are open to the public. The Bossier City Council meeting starts at 3 o'clock in Bossier City Hall. On their agenda, recognizing state champion wrestler Ernie Perry of Airline High and the Bossier state champion basketball team, a joint and cooperative endeavor agreement with Caddo Bossier Parish's Port Commission, authorize a joint cooperative endeavor agreement with the Nina's Road to Rescue Rockers Rescue, a donation of a Bossier City Marshal's office vehicle, amend an ordinance changing a zoning of a classification of a tract of land on Mason Drive from residential low density, and approving of a conditional use for the sale of high and low alcohol content at a restaurant in Bossier City on Margaritaville Way. Also, the approval of the sale of high and low content alcohol for consumption at a residence or at a restaurant that is on Airline Drive, as well as the sale of high and low content alcohol for on-premise consumption on Boardwalk Boulevard. Authorized the mayor to execute documents necessary for Bossier City to lease a tract of land to Chasing Aces Sports Entertainment. Authorized the mayor to execute documents for the sale of 5.33 acres in the Stockwell subdivision. Appropriate $200,000 from the EMS Capital and Contingency Fund for the purchase of 40 new portable radios for Bossier Fire Department. Authorize the mayor to execute a cooperative endeavor agreement with the Louisiana Department of Treasury. Authorize the promotion of a Laborer 1 for Mike Wood Park. Hire a public information officer. Adopt a resolution for Community Needs Committee. Establish a Police Research and Resource Committee. And hire a utility worker in the Water Distribution Division. The Village of Dixieon has announced they've been selected as one of 98 recipients of the 2023 Keep Louisiana Beautiful Trash Receptacle Grant Program, made possible with funding from the state and the Office of Lieutenant Governor. Dixieon will install 3 trash receptacles at Dorcheat Park and 3 receptacles at the McClanahan Park. Through the 2023 Trash Receptacle Grant Program, Keep Louisiana Beautiful distributed 879 receptacles to 98 organizations in 40 parishes. As part of the requirement of the grant, the village will perform a post-installation litter scan and compare the data collected to preliminary scan results. Data will be shared with the public once available. Mayor Don Hoffa says litter is hurting the quality of life in Dixieon. With these new receptacles installed, we'll be able to reduce litter, keep our community clean and beautiful. Recent data collected by the Keep Louisiana Beautiful shows a reduction of litter by 56% in areas where trash receptacles are properly installed and maintained. One of the organization's key initiatives is to help build infrastructure that supports clean, beautiful communities. Funding trash receptacles is one way to do that. To learn more, you can go online to keeplouisianabeautiful.org. The Job Fair and Resource Expo is scheduled for Wednesday, scheduled for 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. at the Minden Civic Center. Those looking for employment opportunities are invited to attend. Sponsored by the Greater Minden Chamber, Northwest Louisiana Technical Community College, the City of Minden, the Department of Public Safety and Corrections, the Coordinating and Development Corporation, and the Louisiana Workforce Commission. Memorial service for Reverend Thomas Benjamin Booker, age 95, is scheduled for 11 o'clock today at the Doyle Funeral Home Chapel with Pastor Ray Giles officiating. Funeral services for Ms. Donzell Edwards are scheduled for 11 o'clock Saturday at New Light Baptist Church. Burial will be in Shady Grove Cemetery. Visitation will be 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Friday at the Minden Benevolent Chapel. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit wimberlyagency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. On the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will begin with a prefix of 377, unless otherwise stated. And all the cell phone numbers will have the area code 318, unless otherwise mentioned. For sale, a 1970 GMC pickup for $2,000. Wanted, a boat trailer for a 12-foot boat and they're also looking for a 14-foot aluminum boat. 401-8295. They have a 1970 GMC pickup for sale for $2,000. And they want a boat trailer for a 12-foot boat. And they're also looking for a 14-foot aluminum boat. They're at 401-8295. For sale, an antique fertilizer at 205-1751. They have an antique fertilizer to sell. They're at 205-1751. Clothing and toys available to give away at the Minden Rec Center between 7 and 3, Monday through Friday. That's to give away clothes and toys. It's available Monday through Friday at the Rec Center between 7 and 3 each day. Refrigerator for sale, $150. Call 525-6684. Refrigerator, $150. Call 525-6684. To give away some mixed breed puppies at 2055. They have some mixed breed puppies they will give away. That's at 2055. Fresh yard eggs for sale, 510-5557. They have fresh yard eggs for sale at 510-5557. For sale, a 2008 Lexus SUV, 426-3325. That's for sale. 2008 Lexus SUV at 426-3325. Wanted, any non-working appliances at 382-5626. Wanted, non-working appliances, call 382-5626. For sale, a lift chair for $300 and dolls on stands for sale for $5 each. Call 6179. They have for sale a lift chair for $300 plus dolls that are on stands, and they're each at $5 a piece, at 6179. For sale, a 2004 Cadillac SUV at 205-6890. For sale, a 2004 Cadillac SUV, 205-6890. For sale, a 2018 model 20-foot travel trailer plus a 2013 model Honda 400 four-wheeler. 572-1523. That's a 2018 20-foot travel trailer for sale plus a 2013 Honda 400 four-wheeler for sale. 572-1523. For sale, some 17-inch tires and wheels for a Jeep Grand Cherokee. 205-1751. That's 17-inch tires and wheels for a Jeep Grand Cherokee for sale, 205-1751.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.